Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maddie and Nick, weekday afternoons 3 to 7 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hit it, Stiz. Stop fiddle faddle.
The news is constantly changing.
Why the hell aren't I notified about these things?
And in our mission to keep you both entertained and informed,
I got a plan. Might get us both killed, but if it works, it'll be a totally boss story. Cool.
We turn the quiz reins over to
Pam!
A man who, well,
he is the largest, most beautiful man.
Welcome to Kyle's unbelievable news thing. Wait, does that? Never mind.
Kyle, how are you?
I am here.
Anything new? Anything new in your world?
No, not really.
Great story.
Thank you.
Good improv.
Logging in a lot of hours into Fallout.
You have a unbelievable gift for radio.
I know, don't I? It's fantastic.
Kyle is brought to you for some reason by Stone and Ford.
I have a sponsor?
Not you directly, no.
Well, not that kind.
You should have one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Sarah, you may feel that you can't go on, but you have Nick. He's playing for you, okay? Sarah, smile.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
good job.
That's good. You have Nick.
Yes.
I'm supercharged by her enthusiasm.
Corey from Billerica, you, by random draw, have Stiz.
All right.
So root him to victory. And coincidence of the day, perhaps? Matt from Norwood, you've got me, Matt.
That's the best name out there.
Yeah, it is. And I'll have you know, I'm on a 1 week winning streak too. I won last week, so you've got the hot horse.
Perfect.
All right, hang on the line. Here we go, Kyle. Take it away.
All right, we're starting out with an audio clue, so whenever Stan is ready.
All right.
I get in my truck, and, of course, you know, the squad car pulled in front of me. He said, get out the car.
So what did that black man in Cleveland get arrested for? Trying to cash his own paycheck or attempting to withdraw his own money from an ATM?
A or B? What was it again?
No C?
No C. A, trying to cash his own paycheck, or B, attempting to withdraw his own money from the ATM?
Attempting to withdraw. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay.
All right, everybody. What do you got?
I went B.
I went B as well.
I too went B.
You're all wrong. He was arrested for attempting to cash a $1,300 paycheck. Yes, it was his, but apparently the white cashiers at the bank thought that that was too much money for him.
Check racists.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, right? What's he doing with all that?
All right, everybody's got all their jokes out. Cool.
Oh, no. That's not even close. We just know we can't.
All right. Since we have an 80s-themed music bed today, The Dark Crystal is getting a prequel series, and the cast has been
announced.
Was
that the guy's name?
No, that was not the guy's name. Terrible joke.
You might want to report to HR.
Go ahead.
So, The Dark Crystal is getting a prequel series, and the cast has been announced. Which of these have not been confirmed as a voice on the show? A, William Shatner, B, Eddie Izzard, or C, Mark Hamill?
Oh, my God. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
I don't know what your stupid comic book references are, your stupid nerdy graphic novels.
That's a Jim Henson movie from the 80s called The Dark Crystal. It is not a comic book.
Yeah, in the 80s, I was slaying it. I wasn't home watching Muppets like Nick.
Hey, real quick, if you were slaying it when this came out, that means as a 10-year-old, you were banging.
Damn right I was.
I find that highly unlikely.
I find that criminal.
Banging basketballs into my driveway.
That just made this way worse.
I went B.
I wasn't banging basketball.
Eddie
dribbling my balls is what I mean. My basketballs.
Made that even worse.
You know what I was doing? In
oh, my God!
In the 1780s, I was founding a new country.
Eddie Izzard, B.
I went with A. William Shatner.
I went A. William Shatner, too, because I figured you took that from the recent fight I had with him.
Stanley is losing because it is not William Shatner.
All right, it's 1-1, Nick and I.
Mark Hamill does a ton of the artwork.
Yeah, he does.
Eddie
Izzard
would too, but Shatner, I feel like you threw in there for Maddie because he had a
right.
tweet with him last
That's
week.
That's what I was thinking too.
And, you know, I'm going to give Mark Hamill a shout out because he is the best Joker.
Uh huh.
Hey, Corey.
Yo.
You're down 1-0, brother. Any message to Stiz?
Get it going.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Great.
Here we go.
All right. A jam band is getting their own craft beer. Is it Fish? The String Cheese Incident, or Mo?
Ooh. Band. Three bands I can listen to for an average of 30 seconds each.
It's because you have no taste in music.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Or you don't smoke enough weed.
Jam bands are fantastic. What were they again?
Fish, The String Cheese Incident, or Mo?
Never listened to one, never listened to the other, never listened to the third one.
All right.
The String Cheese Incident, that takes place every day at my house.
Cheesy Pete probably is his favorite band.
Hands down, I am going to go String Cheese Incident.
What'd you do, Nick?
I went String Cheese Incident.
Is that C?
B.
I went C.
You're all wrong because it's Fish.
That seemed too obvious to me.
That seemed too obvious.
Yeah, right. The jam band of all jam bands.
Yep. Out of Queens, New York.
They're getting, so it's made by Single Cut or probably Finbeck.
Single cut.
Yep.
Sarah, it's 1-1. How you feeling? Tied to me and Nick.
Damn it.
Feeling good.
All right, feeling good. And
pipe down, Sarah.
She's on your team. You're
doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
I don't need her help.
Matt, how you
I
feeling?
I don't need any of you.
I have the utmost faith in those who carry my name, so we're doing fine.
Yeah, baby. I'm gonna go 2 weeks in a row right here. Start a little streak. Go ahead.
I wouldn't open the mail when I get home if I were you, Matt.
Oh my God. Nick Krasinski.
All right, in one of the most Philadelphia things ever, the Flyers mascot was running goalies into the boards last night during an intermission against the Detroit Red Wings. What were those goalies dressed as? A, Santa, B, the Detroit Red Wings, or C, referees?
Say it one more time.
The mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers was running people into the boards during an intermission last night.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Were those people dressed as Santa, Detroit Red Wings, or referees?
All right.
Decisions.
It's a tough one. I feel like
this one's real easy.
Sports.
Yeah.
All right, pens down.
All right. What's his name? Grumpy or Grizzly?
Gritty.
Gritty, that's right. He's become a bit of an internet sensation.
Oh, yeah. I went C, refs.
Maddie?
Nick?
I went C, refs.
Ooh. I went A, Santa Claus.
Maddie's in the lead. I thought that one would be easy because Philadelphia hates Santa Claus.
Oh yeah, they do. You're right. But refs, I mean, when they want to run the?
I got a goose egg.
Yeah, you do. All right, go ahead, Kyle.
All right,
Kyle.
So, the launch of the first private spacecraft to attempt to land on the moon.
Tom Hanks.
Could you get on the mic? Thank you.
Sorry. The launch of the first private spacecraft to attempt to land on the moon has been pushed back to February. Who built the robotic lander that will be launched? A, is it SpaceIL, B, SpaceX, or C, Sputnik's Limited?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Acme.
Not a choice.
The Wile E. Coyote Company.
I'm going to go with Staged Aeronautics.
All right.
I'm going to go with Sputnik.
What was that, C?
Yeah.
Stiz went C.
I went A.
I went B.
Correct answer is A.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, your boy tied it up with a Hail Mary. A Hail Mary from your boy way downtown.
Stiz is gone.
Yep. You got a tie?
Let me say goodbye to Corey. Hold on 1 second.
Here comes Kyle.
Corey, I'm sorry you're eliminated because Stiz sucks.
Corey, I'll get you next time.
Sorry, bud.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Hey, Stiz, maybe when you speak at the Middlesex Community College, you can teach them how to suck at tests.
Oh, jeez, Matty. Rub it in.
Save that drop.
All right.
You got a tiebreaker?
Right. So for the tiebreaker, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 12. Whoever's closest wins.
You can't come up with a top.
Nope. This is how we're doing it.
Okay, 5, 4.
Well, who goes?
Three,
all right, we have to write it down. Yeah,
2, 1.
And whoever gets closest wins.
Closest.
Okay.
Great. All right. Great. Go ahead, Nick.
All right.
Well, wait. Why don't we, Kyle? Why don't you say your number?
7.
Okay.
10.
Flip.
Crap! I did 12.
Oh! See you later.
Oh, the new champion. The champ is back. The people are going wild.
You can't be proud of a lucky guess. I guess you can. Ooh. Sarah, you, my friend, sorry, Matt, you have won tickets to see Dane Cook at the Box Center Wang Theater Saturday, March 9th. Good luck with that. Comedian Dane Cook returns to Boston with a Tell Like It Is tour on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
I'm not really sure you can talk bad about the concert tickets we're giving away.
Yeah, Salt's Party of One.
He's going to be great.
Pissy little losers ready.
Did
Jeez.
He beat you in a comedy contest or something?
Yes. Stole my career because he was so good. March 9th, the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster and BoxCenter.org.
Is this like one long therapy session or just like...
We should get him on. I can get him on.
Just save that drop. We should get him on.
Sarah, aren't you regretting calling right now?
No.
All right.
Maddie, aren't you regretting your life decisions now?
Yes.
Wow, Kaya.
Yes.
Extra sass.
Yes. The fact that I'm part of a game that you were proxying. Yes, I made a serious vocational error somewhere along the line.
Proctoring.
I went to Massachusetts Community College.
No, you went to Salem State, didn't graduate.
Same diff.
Whoa, my God. Wow, shots fired. Kyle, Sarah, bringing the noise. Congratulations, Sarah. Who loves you?
Thank you, WAAF.
We love you, right. Sarah. She doesn't know the name of the show. Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt.
To be honest, some days we don't either.
Matt, my winning streak is over. I'm sorry. I guessed the wrong number.
You know, for what it's worth, I was saying 7 in the car the whole time, but
damn
you guys
it.
Can't hear me.
Wow. Damn it. I should have gone to a phone-a-friend, but I think they would have disqualified me.
You know what it is?
That.
Matt, he should have checked his...
It's rigged.
He should have checked his feet for alerts, because then he could have read your thoughts.
Oh. All right, Matt, try again. Sorry about that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I was getting alerts through my feet.
Kyle, well done, buddy.
I wish I could say the same, Maddie.
Oh, what? This went from a segment I thought that maybe could have used a little salt and pepper to now my new favorite segment. It's called Kyle Busts Maddie's Chops, and also there's a quiz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.